Okay, the Gemara here has a blot and a half starting from Lamed Amud Beis on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. As you all know, there's one mitzvah to be mechabed, kavod, Kibud Av V'Em, and there's one mitzvah of Yira, Ishimei Vaviv Tiro of Yira. What is the definition of the mitzvah of kavod in the mitzvah of Yira? So it's funny that the Gemara doesn't get to it to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. On the bottom, it says, Yizeo Moira, Yizeo Kibud. So Moira is Lo Oimid B'Mekayimei V'Lo Yesha B'Mekayimei V'Lo Yisesir Es Devarav. Yira is an Aveira is B'Kum V'Asei, and the Mitzvah is B'Shev Al Ta'asei. In other words, Yira is not something you have to do. You have to not sit in the seat, not contradict his words, not call him by his first name, and Einamachriyas Devarav. All the examples, Yira is something, is B'Shev Al Ta'aseh. Ezeo Kibud, what's Kibud Aveim? So Kibud Aveim are Machiloi, Mashkeyu, Mabishai, Mechasei, Machnes Umaitzi, give him a ride, you provide for him food or drink. So Kibud is something, it's an active mitzvah. And Mayra is a passive, is B'Shev Al Ta'aseh. That's the background. What? The what? Well, you know, there's Rabbi Akiva Egg, it's true, but I'll talk about it. If it's enough time, I'll get to it. The big shaila in Kibud Av V'Em, which is what this Dibros Moshe is about, is whether you have to listen to your father or mother if she says, eat the vegetables. Or she says, it's cold outside, put on a coat. You say, Daddy, it's 90 degrees. He says, still, it's cold, put on a coat. Are you mechuyev to listen to your parents when they tell you to do something which doesn't fit into anything in the Gemara? It's not machilo, it's not mashkeo, it's not malbisha, it's not machnise mevi'ai, it's not seiseres devar of laim and v'makayma, etc. It doesn't fit technically into any of these things. So the question is whether there's a chiyuv or there's no chiyuv. That's the issue. So people have shailas midnight also.
Isn't that part of respect?
So what does respect mean?
If your parents ask you to do something, you should do it. If they want you to put your coat on, well, you should put it on. It doesn't bother you.
It's part of kavod.
Yeah.
So why does the Gemara say zeo kavod? Machil, mashka, malbish, macha, it's everything.
They're giving you ideas of what's covered, not specifically
So this is the question. The question is this. It's interesting, yeah.
I heard Rabelski is there's some kibbutz in Europe. We touch it, honor is kibbutz, and all fear is yira, but it's really Rabelski said kibbutz is service and yira is.
The Gemara sounds like kibbutz is service. It says you feed him, food and drink, dress him, cover him, and give him transportation. That's the
Sabbatai.
Why? I'm not
80
years old. If I land at the airport, it'd be nice if my son picked me up. I mean, I'm not telling him to do it. But it would be covered. Why? You're your age, you wouldn't be happy if someone came and brought you a look. Challenge, you said, come, brought you some challenge. Now, kibbutz av v'em. No, that's what it means. It's interesting because I follow certainly all of Ramesh's chumris, and all of Ramesh's psakim, that's the way I grew up. And if Rapam held something, I followed what he said. And Rapam, since he had tremendous cover for Ramesh, rarely contradicted him. Now, there are two practical areas where he contradicted, where he didn't go with Ramesh's Mahalach. And one of them is this. I'll explain to you the basic Shaklavataria. Ramesh nems on that you're not obligated to listen to your parents unless it's something that's, like you say, serving them, servicing them. Something which gives them physical comfort or even mental comfort, but something that does something for them, then there's a chi of kibbutz av v'em. But if your father says, eat the vechetables or put on a coat, you're not mechuyev to because it's not his thing. And that's Ramesh's Shita. He brings here the Sefer HaMakna that disagrees with him. The Sefer HaMakna says Fakert. Rav Moshe argues, and he brings a Rashba, the Chidushav, who says like Rav Moshe. So the Rashba there is talking where the father says, shecht an animal and bring me meat. So the Rashba says, you don't have to shecht an animal, you go get a meat. Just as he said, shecht the animal and bring me meat, the Rashba says, you can just go and buy meat and bring him the meat. Why do you have to shecht the animal? That's what the Rashba says. So this is the difference of opinion. Now, what? It's a Tom to shecht. Yeah, okay, so you want to shecht. It's not that you're not allowed to listen to him, it's that you don't have a choyah to listen to him. So now I'll tell you when I argued with Rav Palm about this, this was my taina to him, that the whole thing it turns on a technical point in the Gemara here on Amud Amud Beis. Gemara says Ish imay vavitiro. Why say ish? A man. The woman's also mechuyeves. Mara says ish sipik biyadei lasa. A man. He goes out. He has time to be mekayim other than imay tiro. But a woman, she's busy with the house. She doesn't have time to do ish imay vavitiro. So the obvious question is, tiro yira is b'sheval tasa. And a woman doesn't have time? What do you mean she doesn't have time? It's loyesha b'mekayimai, and in a machriyas devara, in a sa'ses devara. What do you mean? A man doesn't have time? Based on this, the Hamakna says, vais dais, that if your father says, put on a coat, eat the vegetables, and you don't listen, you're over on loyseseres devarav. You're not allowed to contradict him. You can't contradict him verbally. You can't contradict him with a maisa. You can't contradict him actively. So since you can't contradict him, so the Hamakta says that there's an isser, and you have to listen to everything. He has not out covet. Covet is like you say service. Not out covet. Out yira. That's why a person has to listen, because he's contradicting his words by, he says eat the vegetables, you don't eat the vegetables. That's the Hamakna's raya. Lamaisa, these are all achrayim. The Urayim, which is a Rishon, asks the Hamakna's kasha. Ishima vavivtiro, ayira is b'shev al tasa. He says a different teretz. He says, emeinu yira, today we need lakavi. So we have a Rishon, Beferish, who says, not like the Hamakna. He asks the Hamakna's kasha, he says a different teretz. So we have at least one of the Rishonim differently. Lamaisa, Rav Palm came back with the Maral. It's Kamadarishan. The Maral in Parshas Yisrael, Bekibbet Aveim, says the other way. Says like the Hamakna. So it turns out to be a pretty significant machlokes, and it's a shadow of a deraisa. It's time you have to be machmir. There's another raya in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kibbet Aveim. It says that if your father tells you, don't talk to Pliny, Av tives benoy leyadaber in Pliny. So do you have to listen? What's it in? No? Huh? So Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to listen to him because it's an Aveira. Just don't talk to him? Why don't talk to him? If your father's in a fight with him, you shouldn't talk to him? It's an Aveira. But according to Ramesh, you don't have to listen to him anyway. Why would you have to listen to him? It's not kibud, it's not yira, according to Ramesh. So it seems to be a raya against Ramesh. That if not, that it's an aveira, your father says don't talk to him, then you would have to listen.
If it wasn't an aveira, you have to listen?
That's what it sounds like. That's not Rav Moshe.
Now,
if he's a Rosh, you shouldn't be talking to him, then they're not in army. We're talking when the father just says, don't talk to the guy because I don't like him. Not because he's a Rosh.
What do you make? Give me a question about Moshe.
if you're in front of the father sees you're not wearing the tuchus, the mental conflict you're not being
tuchus. So you may be right. I'll explain why what you're saying is right. I just want to be magdim. The gra actually brings both shitas. The last gra in Hilchos Kibud Av Va Em, Rav Palm has a piece on this in Atara Lamelech. I always felt that if I didn't argue with Rav Palm about it so much, he would have never made it a piece in the Atara Lamelech. But I don't know if that's true. But it's in the last din in Shulchan Aruch is if the father, Ima'av Meicha Haben Lisa Eze Isha, if the father says, I don't want you to marry that woman, which happens sometimes, ain't Sarach Lishmaya Ela'av. You don't have to listen to your father. Now, why don't you have to listen to your father? So that's one reason. So if the reason is because your father's stopping you from doing a mitzvah, that's one reason. But guess what? The Gra brings from the Marik two reasons. One reason he says is like you said, because he's supposed to marry the person that you like. Your father can't say don't get married. He's the second reason, because it's not Kavod, it's not Yira. He says, Mamish Ramesh's reason is brought here in the Rajba. Ramesh says, V'chein kosev Rajba. The Gra here brings this based on the Rajba. It says, it's in the Rajba. That the reason is, Omalei Rasis Tova, She'en Loi Ba Hanoa, the Chuluf. It's not a Hanoa for the father. So Lamaisa, both reasons are brought here in the Gra in regard to Kibbut Av Va Em. Lamaisa, the bottom line, is that it's a significant machlaikis. It's really totally in the two pshatim here in the Gra, and if you look at the Rajman Yevamis, he really also brings two terutzim. He goes both ways. So the question is, what to do halacha l'maisa? So what Shlomi was saying, I suggested, but based on a more technical cheshbon. What did the Amakna say? Your father says put on a coat. You're over on contradicting him, and he says devara. Now, that means, not a well-known halacha, if your father says it's raining outside, it's an issur d'oraisa to say, no, it's not raining outside, even if it's not raining outside. You're not allowed to be seiser es devarav. You're allowed, but there are kavod, to say, maybe it stopped raining, but to directly contradict even a factual thing, he's absolutely making a mistake. He says today is January 12th, and it's really January 11th. So he says January 12th, to say no, it's January 11th, that's an issur d'oraisa. It's ein issur d'varav. It's not a contradiction.
I thought it was January
11th? Yeah, but there are covered, you could say. You could say, I thought, you could say, maybe. That's what it says. You don't have to let him walk around with a mistake, but you have to say if there are covered. Not be issur d'varav. The machlek is the shachan taz here in Yeridea. If it's only befanav that it's asur to contradict him, even shalai b'fanav, like your father says, it's raining outside. And the person walks out; he's not in front of him. Are you allowed to say no? It's not raining. Machlek yishach and taz. And Einus says this devarav is only b'fanav and shalai b'fanav.
You're thinking he's not allowed to think that it's not raining.
That's he knows it's not raining. Right.
So then he's contradicting his father.
Yeah, your brain. You could say you could contradict him, but in the contradicting is b'tah. You could think of sitting in a seat. You just don't know how to sit in a seat. You can think of it. What?
The person who heard his father say, it's raining outside. He can't tell him outside it's not raining.
So that's like a shach and taz. If not in front of your father, you're allowed to contradict him.
Well, that person who heard him say, how do you know it's a contradiction? Someone else, he's saying to someone else, it's not raining outside.
In a respectful way, you're allowed to. That's what it says to do. It says to do it respectfully. The halacha l'maisa, what I suggested, if your father says put on a coat, that b'fanav you should put on the coat. Shalai b'fanav, it's already a sex fake. There are two machlokes. Machlokes if it's an avera b'chlau. Even if it's an avera of seisa devara, machlokes shach and taz, if it is or is not considered to be seisa devara. So b'fanav you should listen, shalai b'fanav you shouldn't. Many years ago I mentioned this pshara in a Navi Shir, and that week I got a call from a menal in one of the high schools. He says, the boys are saying you said this, I know you didn't say it, but I have to call you. You said you can, in front of them you should listen and not in front of them, you should not listen. They say you should not listen. Sometimes they say wear a coat, they may be right, but technically that seems to be the pshara. But anyway, this is like Dimach Leikis and Kibbut Avin Halacha L'maisa, is this the kuda of how far the mitzvah of Kibbut and Yira goes. Rav Pam does bring a raya, it was mentioned by Rav Beryl a few minutes ago. Rav Pam brings a raya, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Etshuva holds, explains at least, that Mechabdei B'maisai is a chi of Kibbut B'maisai. It's not clear what the Gedarim of Mechabdei B'maisai are. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that even after he dies, to listen to his will, you're not mechiv to listen to a will, unless the person who wrote the will made it halachically effective. Someone just writes out a piece of paper, a will, it's not a technical obligation of Dine Mammon is to listen to the will. The will has to be executed in a way that's binding. You have to have what we call shtachat zizacha. You have to have a way to make a binding. It's not just writing a will is not effective in halacha. However, Rabbi Kivega says as kibbut aveim you're to listen. Bezin can't force you. We're not kofa kibbut aveim, but as kibbut aveim you have to listen. So Pam brings a raya. He's dead already. You're not being mishamish him. But arrive from there, the kibbut is even things that are saisa devarav that are not servicing him. Right to the shita to be mechav. What?
Even after he's dead, you have to wear the
kalta. Even after he's dead, you have to wear the kalta. It's usually shloi once he died. But what? Okay.